الحمد لله، الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون. وقال عز وجل: إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ذلك الفوز الكبير. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من سلك طريقا يلتمس فيه علما سهل الله به طريقا إلى الجنة، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. Respected ulama, elders, brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The sole purpose our creation is to acquire the rida and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the path or the bridge that leads to the rida and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ibadat, devotion, worship. The sole purpose of life is the acquisition of the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. رضا of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the path, the means, the bridge that leads to rida and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ibadah. It is for this reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have created the jinn, I have created the human only for my worship. Only for my worship. And it is this worship that leads a person to the rida and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one can conclude and say that I have only created the jinns and the ins for the acquisition of my pleasure. Now what is ibadah? What is ibadah? Ibadah is iman and amal salih. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have created the jinn and the human only for my worship. Only so that he may devote everything towards me only. His every moment, every second of his life, I have created him to devote it to me, so that he may become my abd, so that he may become my slave. Ibadah means iman and amal salih. What is iman? Iman is to accept, believe from the depth of the heart in everything that was conveyed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without a shadow of doubt. This is iman. Whether the faculty of intellect can comprehend what was conveyed or not. Once it is established that this was conveyed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam upon the instruction of the Creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it is necessary to believe in that item, believe in that peace, believe in that command, believe in that information, whether the faculty of intellect can comprehend or not, without a shadow of doubt. This is iman. And what is the amal-e-saleh? Amal-e-saleh is to fulfill the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala according to the way shown by his beloved messenger Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let us recap again. The sole purpose of life is the acquisition of the pleasure of Allah. The path to the pleasure of Allah is ibadah. What is ibadah? Iman and amal salih. What is iman? To believe in everything that was conveyed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without a shadow of doubt. And what is amal salih? To carry out the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as shown by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, those people who accept iman, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ and perform good deeds. Those people who accept iman and perform good deeds, they in reality have engaged themselves in ibadah and devotion. So they are on the path leading to the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if they are on the path that leads to rida and pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that means they have acquired the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those people who acquired the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ. For them are gardens of paradise under which rivers will flow. ذَلِكَ الْقَوْمُ الْكَبِيرُ. This is the big success. This is the big success. Now we need to ask one very important question. One very important question. Where do we understand iman? From where do we understand iman? And from where do we understand amal salih? Iman and amal salih is the key. It is the key to ibadah. It is the key to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the key to Jannah. But from where do we understand iman? From where do we understand amal salih? Iman and amal salih cannot be understood without correct ilm. Without ilm, without authentic ilm. My very respected, or rather our very respected guest from Makkah Mukarrama, Hazrat Maulana Sayyid Sahib Muqtazillahu Al-Ali, has very briefly touched on the issue of Aqeedah. Without correct ilm, a person cannot acquire correct Aqeedah. If ilm is correct, the Aqeedah will be correct. If ilm is correct, Iman will be correct. If ilm is correct, Amal will be correct. Without ilm, a person cannot become a correct believer. Without correct ilm, a person cannot become a correct believer. Without correct ilm, a person will not be able to follow the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala correctly. It is for this reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have made much emphasis on the acquisition of ilm, acquisition of knowledge. It is for this reason there is a vast treasure of ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which mention the virtues of those people who acquire ilm and the ilm nubuwa. Al-ulama warathatul anbiya. Those with ilm are the inheritors of the anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Why does a nabi come into this world? A nabi comes into this world to guide people towards the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is not possible without ibadat. This is not possible without Iman and Amal Saleh. And this is not possible without ilm. And what is the responsibility of the ulama? The responsibility of the ulama is to guide the ummah towards the pleasure of Allah. And this is not possible without ibadah. This is not possible without Iman and ilm. Iman and Amal. And Iman and Amal Saleh is not possible without ilm. So al-ulama wa rasatul anbiya. The ulama are the inheritors of the anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, because the very first thing that the ulama will have to acquire is ilm. They will not be able to guide the ummah without ilm. They will not be able to teach anything to the masses without ilm. Al-ulama wa rasatul anbiya. Ulama are the inheritors of the anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. من خرج في طلب العلم فهو في سبيل الله حتى يزيع. One who goes out in quest of ilm, one who leaves his home in quest of knowledge, he is in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until he returns. من سلك طريقا يلتمس فيه علما سهل الله به طريقا الى الجنه. One who undertakes a journey for the acquisition of ilm, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, due to his barakah of his journey, will make the path to Jannah easy for you. And the first source of ilm is the Quran. The first source of ilm is the Quran. اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق، خلق الإنسان من علق، اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم، علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. The first source of ilm is the Quran. And the first commentary of the Quran is the ahadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. These are the two fundamental sources of knowledge and ilm. The prime source, the first source is the Quran. It is for this reason Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has emphasized the greatness of the Quran. Al-Qur'anu ahabbu ila Allah min as-samawati wal ard. Quran is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the heavens and the earth. Inna li kulli shay'in sharafan yatabahawna bihi. Inna li kulli shay'in sharafan yatabahawna bihi. For every community there is an element of honor, there is an element of pride. وَإِنَّ بَهَاءَ أُمَّتِي وَشَرَفَهَا الْقُرْآنِ. The element of pride for my ummah is the Quran. خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ. the best amongst you is he who learns the Quran and who teaches the Quran. حامل القرآن حامل رأية الإسلام. حامل القرآن حامل رأية الإسلام. The one who has acquired the ilm of the Quran is the torch bearer of Islam. Or is the flag bearer of Islam. من أكرمه فقد أكرم الله. One who honors him, in reality honors Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ومن أهانه فعليه لعنة الله. And one who disgraces him, may the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon him. إِذَا مَتَ حَامِلُ الْقُرْآنِ أَوْحَى اللَّهُ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ أَنْ لَا تَأْكُلِ لَحْمَهُ. Anyone with the knowledge of the Quran departs from this world and he is waiting in the grave, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs that portion of the earth, لَا تَأْكُلِ لَحْمَهُ. Do not devour his flesh. Do not cut his body. His body should remain intact until the day of Qiyamah when he is resurrected. La taqulu lahu. But the whole of the earth, that portion of the earth turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon hearing his instruction. And he says to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Rab, O my Rab, kaifa aqulu lahmahu wa kalamuka fi jawfihi. How can I touch his flesh? How can I touch his flesh? When he possesses your kalam, your Quran. Quran is the first source of ilm. And ilm is the key. Ilm is the key for everything. Quran is the first source. It is for this reason many virtues have been mentioned in regard to Quran. Yuqala bi sahihil Quran, ikra wa tarkib. In this world, he is full of honor. Hamilul Quran, Hamilul Rayat Islam. He is the leader of the community. In the grave, La taqulu lahu, do not devour his flesh. On the day of Qiyamah, Yuqalu li sahibil Quran, Iqra wa tarkib. It will be said to the person who possesses the knowledge of the Quran, read the Quran and climb the steps of Jannah. Read the Quran and climb the steps to Jannah. Waratkir kama kunta turatkiru fi dunya. And slowly read with the tajweed as we used to when you were in the world. Fa inna manzilaka inda akhir ayatin taqra'uha. Where you stop reciting the Quran, that is your abode in Jannah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to him is so important that he instructed his very very close companion Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala, very beloved companion, very beloved for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He instructed him and he said, Ya Abu Huraira, ta'allam al-Qur'an wa 'allimhu an-nas. Abu Huraira, learn the Quran and teach it to them. Learn the Quran and teach it to them. Why? Because Sayyidukum man ta'allama al-Qur'an wa 'allamahu. The best amongst you is he who learns the Qur'an and who teaches the Qur'an. These madaris are great blessings, my friend. These madaris are great, great, great blessings. It is my humble appeal to each and every brother, each and every friend who is present in the gathering here. He should make sure, it is my humble appeal that every Muslim should make sure that he does not entertain any negative thoughts regarding the madaris and the Quran. Because for as long as the madaris are in existence, the ilm will remain in existence. And as long as the ilm is there, deen will remain. The day madaris and the ulama become extinct, ilm will become extinct. And once ilm is gone, deen is gone. Please, for Allah's sake, respect ulama, respect madaris. Look at the positive aspects of the madaris and positive aspects of the ulama. they are rendering a very great service to the Muslim community, my friends. We should not only look at one or two negative points of Adama. Like Maulana has said, the only group of humans who are immune and who are masoom from sin are the Anbiya alayhi wasallam. No one else. The Sahaba are not masoom, the Awliya are not masoom, so therefore the Ulama are not masoom. We need to learn to see positive aspects of everybody else. We need to learn a very, very important principle to become successful in this world and the hereafter. Very, very important principle. We need to learn to look at our negative points, and when we look at other people, we should learn to see their positive points. Nadi hal ki jab hame apni khabar rahe dekhte logon ke aib o gunar. Bahadur Shah Zafar Dilipi, last king of the Mughal Empire, he says in two couplets, Nadi hal ki jab hame apni khabar, when I was not aware of my own condition, rahe dekhte logon ke aib o gunar, I continued to look at the positive and the negative points of everybody else. We have these positive points, but this but spoils everything. Maulana is like this and like this and like this and like this. MashaAllah, what qualities, but. So after mentioning 50 good qualities, you use the word but. And after saying but, how many evil qualities are you able to mention? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So these a few qualities are bothering you. And all the good qualities that this person has, you are neglecting those qualities. Natiha ki jab hame apni khabar rahe dekhte logo ke aib o gunar, padi apni buraiyon par jo nazar. Padi apni buraiyon par jo nazar. Then one day I was granted the tawfiq to assess my life. And instead of looking at the faults of others, positive, negative points of others, I assess myself. What was the conclusion? Padi apni buraiyon par jo nazar, to jahan mein koi bura nahi raha. I was the only country. This is what we need to learn, my friend. Not only the ulama, with our common Muslim brothers also, we need to try and learn to look at the positive points. Positive points. The madaris and the ulama play a very, very vital role in safeguarding deen. They are the forts where deen is protected. Isha'ati deen, propagation of deen is not possible without hifazati deen. First, hifazat-e-deen and then isha'at-e-deen. If aqeedah is not safeguarded, and if aqeedah does not remain correct, then what will you propagate? You will propagate wrong aqeedah. If ilm does not remain correct, what are you propagating? You will be propagating wrong ilm, wrong deen. Hifazat-e-deen, and the only group, right from the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, until today, and from today until the day of Qiyamah, the only group that has been protecting and safeguarding the deen, the aqeedah and ilm, are the madaris of the ulama. 1430 years, I am for evidence to come to this conclusion. You will not find a single group that is other than ulama and that have preserved the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ilm of nubuwwah. Only ulama. Only ulama, only madaris. Ya Aba Hurayra, ta'allam al-Qur'an wa 'allimhu an-nas. Nowadays, my friends, we look down upon the ulama, we look down upon our a'imma, we look down upon those who teach in the makatib. The amal of the makatib, the amal of teaching and learning is so great that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling his very beloved student, Ya Aba Hurayra, oh my beloved student Abu Hurayra, تعلم القرآن وعلم الناس. Learn the Quran and teach it to others, and it is so important, so precious, so blessed. ولا تزال كذلك حتى يأتيك الموت. You must continue in this engagement until death comes to you. You must continue learning, teaching, learning, teaching, learning, teaching. فإن أتاك الموت وأنت كذلك. الله أكبر. فإن أتاك الموت وأنت كذلك. If death comes to you in this state that you are a teacher or you are a learner, you are learning, teaching, learning, teaching. If death comes to you in that condition, زارت الملائكة قبرك كما يزار البيت العتيق. زارت الملائكة قبرك كما يزار البيت العتيق. Then the angels will visit your grave with mercy, with respect, with honor, in such large number. In order to explain the large number, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Kama yuzaru baytul atiq," just as Baytullah is visited by millions, similarly your grave will be visited by millions of angels. What we need to do, my friends, is to love ulama and love madaris. Love ulama and love madaris. And please, do not misunderstand me. Do not think to yourself that because I belong to the group of ulama, or because I myself is running a madrasa, that is why I am telling you no. No. I am not appealing to you for the sake of the ulama or for the sake of the madaris. I am appealing to you for the sake of yourself. For the sake of yourself. The ulama does not need the respect of common people. No. No. يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتٍ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself honors the ulama, they do not need anybody else honoring them. مُسَلَّى هَيْ هَمَارَ تَخْتِ شَاهِ كِسِي كِي كَيَا كَرَيْهِ كَمْ بِغَالِ. I am not appealing to you because the ulama are in need. No, ulama are not in need. You are in need. You are in need. If you will respect ilm, if you will respect ulama, if you will respect the madaris, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you blessings in this world, blessings at the time of death, blessings in the grave, and blessings in the day of qiyamah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you entry into Jannah forever and ever. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz rahimahullah ta'ala used to say, إِنِ اسْتَطَعْتَ فَكُنْ عَالِمًا. إِنِ اسْتَطَعْتَ فَكُنْ عَالِمًا. If you are able to become an alim. If you are able to become an alim, because there is nothing better than becoming an alim. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. This heart becomes the center of the knowledge of Nubuwwah, knowledge of Quran, knowledge of Hadith. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. There is nothing better. Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahimahullah ta'ala used to engage in one corner day and night, reading ilm, seeking ilm, teaching, learning. So somebody said, do you not get bored? All the time we see you with papers, with books. Either you are learning or you are teaching. Learning or teaching, you have no other activity. Don't you get bored? So he said, how can I get bored when I am always with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba? I am always in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba. Ahlul hadith hum ahlul nabiyya wa in. Ahlul hadith hum ahlul nabiyya wa in. Lam yashabu nafsahu anfasahu sayyidu. They have not seen Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's physical body and real life. But those people engaged in teaching the ahadith are their mind engaged in seeing the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is how he used to walk, this is how he used to sleep, this is how he used to eat, this is how he used to perform his salat, this is how he used to perform his ruku. All the time, the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is in front of their eyes. In istata fakun alim. If you are able to become an alim, فَإِنْ لَمْ تَسْتَطِعْ فَكُنْ مُتَعَلِّمًا. And if you are unable to become an alim, then become a student of him. Become a student. Enroll yourself in a full-time madrasa, if not possible, in a part-time madrasa. If not possible, then hold fast to to the dars of your local imam once a week for half an hour, and go with this intention that I am going as a talibul ilm. فَإِلَّمْ تَسْتَطِي فَقُلْ مُتَعَلِّمًا. Go to the company of the ulama with the intention of seeking ilm as a talibul ilm. As a talibul ilm. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if a person departs from this world as a talibul ilm. So every week you go to your local masjid, to your local imam with the intention of seeking ilm, so you are a talibul ilm. And if you die in this condition, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the only difference between him and the Anbiya alayhi wa salatu wa salam in Jannah will be of one status. One status only. كان بينه وبين النبيين درجة واحدة. One status only. فإن لم يستطيع فكن متعلما. And if you are so busy, or you have no inclination towards acquiring ilm, فإن لم تستطيع فأحببه. If you are unable to become an alim, or if you are unable to become a student, at least entertain love for the ulama. فأحببهم. Entertain love for the ulama. My friends, in the short span of my life, I am 48 years old. 48 years old, in the short span of life I have seen those people who were very religious. And because of their religiosity, they exerted every effort to bring ilm in their home. They wanted to see ulama and kuffaz and qurra in their home. But because of the habit of criticizing the ulama, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not grant their children anything whatsoever. And I have seen those people who are far away from masjid, not even performing 5 times salat regularly, but because they had honor and respect for ilm, for ulama, for madaris, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought ilm in their home. Great ulama and great muftis in their homes who are serving the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِلَّمْ تَسْتَطِي فَأَحْبِبْهُمْ. By honoring the ulama, honoring ilm, honoring the madaris, we will not be doing any favor whatsoever to the ulama or the madaris. We will be doing favor to ourselves and our future generations to come. فَإِلَّمْ تَسْتَطِي فَأَحْبِبْهُمْ. And he further says, فَإِلَّمْ تَسْتَطِي. You are not prepared to become an alim. You are not prepared to become a student, and you do not even wish to entertain love for them. Then the last resort, فَإِلَّمْ تَسْتَطِي فَلَا تُبْغِضُهُمْ. This is the last, فَإِلَّمْ تَسْتَطِي فَلَا تُبْغِضُهُمْ. Do not entertain hatred and dislike for any alim or for any student. Nowadays, my friends, because of what we hear and what we read in the media, because of what we hear, what we read in the media, we the Muslims have also accepted this. What have we accepted? The main problem are the ulama and the madaris. Or rather, the only problem is the ulama and the madaris. A Muslim thinks this way, that the ulama are the problem, the madaris are the problem. They are the problem for the turmoil throughout the world, the ulama and the madaris. The ulama and the madaris are blessings, my friends, blessings. Blessings not only for the Muslims, for the non-Muslims. It is these madaris that prepare not only good Muslims, but good individuals and good citizens also. These madaris prepare good individuals, good Muslims, good citizens. And for as long as ilm will remain in this world, then this world will exist. For as long as ilm, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا تقوم الساعة حتى يقال في الأرض الله الله. Qiyamah will not take place until there is a single person on the surface of this earth who is a mu'min and who says Allah, 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 Allah. Qiyamah will not take place. And a person will only be able to say Allah, 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 Allah if he has the ma'rifat of Allah, the recognition of Allah. And ma'rifat and recognition of Allah only comes if there is ilm. Without ilm, no ma'rifat. And without ma'rifat, a person will not utter Allah, Allah, Allah. The day ilm becomes extinct, the ma'rifat will become extinct. And when ma'rifat becomes extinct, there will not be a single person to say Allah Allah. And when there is not a single person to say Allah Allah, then this world will remain no more. So these madaris and these ulama are a blessing for Muslims and non-Muslims, everybody living on the surface of this earth. It is a misconception that has been created. Misconception regarding the madaris and the ulama. There is no violence being told in the madaris. No violence. Peace is being told in the madaris. Ar-Rahimun yarhamuhum ar-Rahman tabaraka wa ta'ala. When the student of Hadith goes into the year of Hadith, which is the first Hadith that is mentioned with Hadith of Musalsal bin al-Waliya, the very first Hadith that is taught to a student of Hadith is Ar-Rahimun yarhamuhum ar-Rahman tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah. Ar-Rahimun yarhamuhum ar-Rahman tabaraka wa ta'ala. Rahman ta'ala shows mercy only to those people who are merciful. This is the first hadith that is taught to the students of hadith. Ar-Rahimun yarhamuhum ar-Rahman tabaraka wa ta'ala. Rahman ta'ala shows mercy only to those people who are merciful. Therefore, what is the first lesson? Yarhamu man fil ard, yarhamukum man fis sama. Show mercy to the people of this earth so that Allah can show you mercy. This is the first lesson that is imparted. This is the first lesson. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Quran starts with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. He is Rabbul Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. He is Rahman Rahim. And our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Mercy for all the world. Dekhkar akhlaaq ko aur aapke altaaf ko, dekhkar akhlaaq ko aur aapke altaaf ko, ghair bhi kehte hain tumho rahmatun lil alamin. Rahmatun lil alamin. Yes, definitely. Very important point towards which our respective guest from Makkah Mukarrama has asked us to pay attention is that the media is successful in portraying the wrong picture of Islam because we ourselves are not following Islam. So they become successful. If we were to practice the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, then our actions speak louder than words. Here we are trying to say, Islam is peaceful. The messenger of Islam is peaceful. وَإِنَّكَ عَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Allah worked that the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My friends, 23 years of Nubuwa, Allahu Akbar. 23 years of Nubuwa. What a great miracle. In 23 years, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has not left a single stone unturned. 23 years. And what did he discuss? He discussed everything from the revelation until how one should behave when he is relieving in the lavatory. A non-Muslim came to Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu and he said, is this Nabi? Nabi hatta yu'allimukum al-khiyar. Nabi is teaching you how to enter the lavatory, what to say when entering the lavatory, how to sit in the lavatory, how to relieve yourself, how to clean yourself. This is not a job or this is not a work of somebody who is very holy. Nabi should be talking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He should be talking about spiritual statuses. He should be talking about jannah. He should be talking about angelic qualities. He teaches you how to do his thing. You are limukum al khirah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, did not become the victim of inferiority complex. No, he did not become the victim of inferiority. He said, yes, we are proud of this Nabi. We are proud of this Nabi, that this Nabi teaches us right from the revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until how a person should behave when he is in the lavatory. Every small item, every small item, Allahu Akbar.
small item. لا يتناجى إثمان.
لا يتناجى إثمان دون الآخر.
So small item.
If there is a group of three people, then two people should not move away from the third and they should not talk in private. Why? Because it can hurt the third person.
Such small. لا تتخذوا زهور دوابكم منابر.
Allahu Akbar. This Nabi, who had so much affection, لا تتخذوا زهور دوابكم منابر. I will come out very shortly, our very respected guest, Hazrat Abbas Mufti Taqi Usmani Sahib, Damat Barakatuhu, has just arrived. I will conclude in a couple of minutes.
لا تتخذوا زهور دوابكم منابر. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when riding an animal,
then do not sit on the animal and talk for minutes and hours as if you are sitting on a sofa or sitting on a member. Why? Because it will cause the animal inconvenience.
In 23 years, my friend, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam discussed so many matters which to a common person may be very insignificant.
We need to be proud of this Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We need to be proud of ilm.
We need to attach ourselves to ilm.
So this is where I would like to leave you with.
Ilm is very, very important. The first source of ilm is Quran. The first commentary of Quran is the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then the ulama have deduced so many beneficial and priceless items from the Quran and the ahadith. We need to attach ourselves to ulama. And one very important thing, my friends, especially my young friends, nowadays it has become very common for young people to go on the internet, surf on the internet. If you want to know about Soam, you just type Soam and take material from internet. No. Authentic ilm.
إِنَّ هَذَا الْعِلْمَ دِينٌ فَانْظُرُوا أَمَّنْ تَأْخُذُونَ دِينَهُ.
It is very, very important that you take authentic and reliable ilm.
Chain
is very important. Whose article is this? An article without the author should not be acceptable. Or an article written by somebody who is unknown, whose background is unknown, whose authenticity, integrity is unknown, should not be taken.
So my friends, acquire ilm and follow the ilm. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant Jamia Abu Bakr immense blessings and barakat and progress. And I would urge all of you, I am sure that even without my appealing to you, you will all participate in the session of the Asr. But I want to become part of your devotion, so I would urge all of you to sit after the Asr program and benefit from our most distinguished guest, because it is a very rare opportunity that we are able to benefit from rare gems such as our
Muhammad.